The bill passed overwhelmingly in the Republican-controlled House of Delegates during the special session on redistricting last year, only to stall in the Democratic-led Senate. Now that the Senate is effectively under Republican control, the bill has narrowly passed. Republican Senator Mark Obenshain of Harrisonburg.
I respectfully submit that this bill complies with the requirements of the Constitution of Virginia, and it complies with the requirements of the Voting Rights Act. The bill preserves the core of each of the current 11 congressional districts, and it has changes that do comply with the one-person, one-vote requirement. This plan is one that protects communities of interest and the cores of existing districts so that citizens will know who their congressman is. The plan is drawn to zero deviation in order to comply with the one-person, one-vote requirement. And there can be one-vote difference between the districts. The majority-minority district, the third district, has not been retrogressed, preserving its integrity, satisfying the Voting Rights Act.
The plan has been endorsed by all 8 Republican and 3 Democratic incumbents from Virginia's congressional delegation. Democratic Senator Mamie Locke of Hampton.
I stand in opposition to this legislation, which clearly is designed to protect incumbents, leaving many minority Virginians without the opportunity to vote for a candidate of choice. Clearly, the one-quarter population that is minority was not given much consideration in the drafting of this plan that was presented to us in the special session. It was wrong then, and it's wrong now. The 3rd Congressional District has been packed with a 60% African-American population. That means that those African Americans living in the 1st, 2nd, and 4th congressional districts that abut the 3rd are essentially disenfranchised, being limited in their choices since the districts are drawn to protect candidates of one party. Thus, this plan is not about the citizens of the Commonwealth, but about protecting individuals who currently hold the offices. There was no effort on the part of the House to reach a compromise on the 2 bills introduced last year, but have it our way or no way at all.
Democratic Senator Don McEachin of Henrico.
Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act clearly says that minority voting strength should not be diluted. There are 2 ways to dilute minority voting strength. One is cracking, that is to lessen the population more than necessary to prevent minorities from being able to have a candidate of choice. But there's also the notion of packing. That is putting more African Americans or more minorities in a single congressional district more than what is necessary to elect a candidate of choice, and indeed depriving minorities of their ability to influence elections elsewhere. 60% African American voting age population is not necessary in the 3rd congressional district to afford minorities the opportunity to choose a candidate of their choice. A plan was offered last year and that certainly maximized African American voting strength by allowing 2 congressional districts to be influenced by African Americans. I would submit to you that the mere fact that that is able to be done shows that Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act is being violated. We are packing the 3rd congressional district and deliberately denying minority voters the opportunity to influence congressional districts elsewhere.
Governor Bob McDonnell has indicated that he is likely to sign the plan into law. It then has to be cleared by the Department of Justice for compliance with the Voting Rights Act. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.